We are this evening starting our winter camp, which is really the first winter camp in the history of mankind. It is obviously there have been many gatherings in our movement, many gatherings in the history of mankind. There has been the historic meeting in the forest of Naimisharanya, where the Bhagavatam was related. In the Himalayan mountains, there have been many, many historic gatherings. But in the Bosnian mountains, this is the first. But all these historic meetings, and also this meeting, have always done two things to the audience. When we come into the association of devotees, we want to experience that we are liberated from our conditionings, our weaknesses maybe, our limitations, and we want to feel in our heart that we are attracted, magically attracted, violently attracted, and lovingly attracted to Lord Krishna. When you come into an association of the devotees, never try to make the association something which is just like any other association. Be a humble servant to the association of devotees, and try to let the devotees transform and influence your heart. This is very important. When we come here for the winter camp, yes, we will have many things. I will tell you in a few at the end a little, yes, what is on our plan. A lot of enjoyment will be there for you, starting after the program with a great surprise. After this program, but it's important if you come to come as a servant to here. The service which you will be requested to do is you will be requested to engage in Shravanam and Kirtanam, that is hearing about Lord Krishna and glorifying Krishna. These are the two beginnings of devotional service. We are not coming here to enjoy the nice katha. It will most probably be enjoyable, I hope. But we are really coming to serve Krishna by hearing about Him and glorifying Him. This is a new concept for some of us. To serve by hearing. We usually think, well, we serve if we, for instance, take care in the kitchen and cook something for the devotees, which is offered first to Krishna. This is service. Or we serve when we go for the Prabhupada marathon, distribute books. This is service. Or we serve when we manage the winter camp, the preaching. No, my dear devotees, service is hearing about Krishna and glorifying Krishna. So today we will hear a very amazing story from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about what takes place when one enters into the association of devotees to hear from them. You will hear something which will make you laugh and make you cry. You will hear something which is so moving, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dealt with his dear devotee. And it will be very relevant, and therefore I choose to open the winter camp like this. Now before I start, I need to make two things. Bhakti Granta, you are translating in what language?
In
Serbo Croatian. And there is another Mataji, you are translating in what language? So maybe it's enough to have one translation. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Then we have then we have one. And what you should do, I would say, maybe we start this evening with Bhakti Granta, and then you can exchange each other, because it will be very tough. You will see, I will talk quite concentrated, and you need sometimes a pause. So let us do it like in an optimal way, that those devotees who do not understand, you can sit like this, you can with your sound go in this direction, you can turn your back towards me. So another thing is, we have a young listener. I think this evening it will be too difficult for him to follow, and maybe tomorrow also. So I do not know if the parents speak English. It is my personal conviction that it's better if one of you goes and plays with the little boy in the dining room, and then you can take turns. At one time you are listening, and another time your wife. You can now, when we have cultural evening, that is when we sing or have theater, then your little, is it a boy?
Yes.
Name?
Narayan.
Narayan, oh. Narayanji. Then Narayanji can come and take part in the cultural evening. But it will be, I think it's best if you take turns. So I will open our discussion with a very nice verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, which describes something which is so true. An ignorant living being like us does not recognize what is in his actual profit because of ignorance and material pride. He sometimes considers his profit a loss. But when his pride is cut down, he can actually see his true benefit. This verse was spoken by maybe the second greatest spiritual leader of the 15th century. It was spoken by Bhattacharya after he was corrected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu lovingly corrected Vallabhacharya is a story which will endear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much to our hearts. See, Vallabhacharya had his own followers, maybe a few million people. Easy. In India everything is large because there's so many people. You can describe him, he was like a Jesus of his time. When Jesus was working or preaching, he didn't have so much followers because it was small. Vallabhacharya was maybe a Jesus of his time as far as spiritual following was concerned. He had made his own group. They were devotees of Krishna, and they worshipped Krishna as Ladu Gopal, small child Krishna. So Vallabhacharya had in the past met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited Allahabad or Prayag. Vallabhacharya had requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come with him to his house and to take lunch, and he had seen something very special. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the boat in deep waters. He thought that the water of the Ganga is Yamuna, the river of Lord Krishna. When he looked at what he thought was the Yamuna, he was so much ecstatically reminded of his time in Vrindavan that he got up on the boat and started to dance on the boat. The people were the boatsmen were totally afraid because the boat started to rock back and forth, and Mahaprabhu was jumping up and down, and it looked as if by his dancing the whole boat would be destroyed and everyone would drown in the water. Only with great difficulties Mahaprabhu could be calmed down, and the boat journey could continue. Then Vallabhacharya had discussed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his village, and he was amazed by the devotion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he could never forget this memorable meeting with Chaitanya, and therefore decided one fine morning he would go to Jagannath Puri where the Lord was staying. When he came to Puri, he met the same sannyasi whom he had met earlier in Prayag. Mahaprabhu was more than 2 meters tall, and his beautiful arms reached to his knees. It is not possible for any ordinary person to describe the beauty of his face. His long eyes reached to his ears. This is very difficult for us to understand. You know, how eyes can reach to the ears. It must be huge eyes, lotus eyes. And these eyes were always full with tears of love. There was never a moment when the eyes of Mahaprabhu were dry. He would always cry for Krishna. It is described that waves of ecstasy came from Mahaprabhu's body, and everyone who only came near to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt emotions of the deepest love coming up in him. So when Vallabhacharya saw this most beautiful being, he immediately praised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, "Oh, you must be an incarnation of Krishna, because you have spread the fundamental religious principle in the age of Kali, that is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And in this way, by spreading this, you have spread the love of Godhead to an every corner. Who else than Krishna can bestow love of Krishna to the human society? You have delivered the universe." So when Lord Chaitanya heard how Vallabhacharya praised him, he looked at Vallabha, and deep in the heart of Vallabha, he detected something which is very dangerous for any devotee of Krishna. He detected pride. Vallabha thought, "I am a great spiritual leader. I recognize spiritual truth, and I can explain the Bhagavatam in very wonderful ways." When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the pride hiding like a poisonous snake in the heart of Vallabha, he decided to give him a lesson. Have you also sometimes gotten a lesson of Krishna when you were pride? Dakshari, this sounds... No, never. I think we all know as devotees, the moment we become pride, if we are dear to Krishna, he will do something. But you will not believe your ears how Lord Chaitanya corrected him. Immediately when he was praised, he turned to his devotees who were around him and started to give credit to his devotees. He said, "I have only learned from these wonderful personalities, Vallabha, which you see around. From Advaita Acharya I have learned the scriptures, to know the scriptures and to know what is devotional service. And Nityananda, and he pointed at Nityananda, who was sitting there like a little innocent child, smiling very blissfully. From Nityananda, the Avaduta, I have learned what it means to be intoxicated with love of Krishna. Nityananda intoxicates the whole universe with love of God. And here is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He is the greatest professor of spiritual knowledge. From him I have learned the Saddarshans, and that devotional service is the essence of all mysticism. Ramananda Roy, he is the expert in prema, the ultimate goal of life. And he knows what is devotion, free from the concept of Aishwarya. See, most of the world, said Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, worships God with awe and reverence. But the devotees in Vrindavan climb on Lord Krishna's shoulders. They steal the prasad from his plate. And sometimes they chastise Krishna by saying, what you just said is very truthful, our dear friend. So I have learned that this love of special love for Krishna, which is the spontaneous love of the residents of Vrindavan. Everyone is afraid of Krishna, but Krishna is afraid of his mother Yashoda out of love. When Yashoda says, open your mouth, you have eaten dirt, then Krishna obediently, out of fear that his mother will become angry if he doesn't do it, opens his mouth, and then she sees the whole universe in Krishna's mouth. However, Mother Yashoda is loving his Krishna so much as the sun that she says, that can't be. I'm totally in Maya that I see the universe in my boy's son. This is not proper. This moment, a little cat will shout, meow, meow. Then Krishna becomes afraid and looks to his mother, and Mother Yashoda again takes, he who has the universe in his mouth, on her lap, and begins to breastfeed him. This love, this very special love, where the greatness of God is forgotten out of love for him, I have learned from Ramananda Roy and also Swarup Damodar. And in this way, Lord Chaitanya started to praise his devotees as if he had not one mouth, but 1,000 mouths. He turned to Haridas Thakur and said, Haridas Thakur, he is really the one who chants here. He chants the whole day. He is Namacharya. I'm nothing. I'm his disciple. He is the teacher of the holy names. And then Lord Chaitanya turned to others. There was Acharya Ratna, Gadadha Pandit, Jagadananda, Damoda, Shankara, Prakeshwara, and many others. With this, Lord Chaitanya wanted to teach Vallabha a very important lesson. If you want Krishna consciousness, you must turn to the devotees. If you want bhakti in your heart, there's only one place, Mandakini, the bhakta, heart. So Lord Chaitanya wanted to, when an ordinary man hears, you are an incarnation of God, he says, why not? At least some Shakti of God is in me. But the Supreme Lord told us in the mood of a humble devotee that free from pride, we should learn from the devotees. So next morning, Vallabhacharya went like, He was not sure. Next morning he came back, and he wanted to see the devotees. When he went amongst the devotees, he was surprised that all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were not darkos, but brightkos. In other words, they had not dark faces, but bright faces. They looked like rising suns. Because when love is in your heart, your face will shine brilliantly. And when Vallabhacharya was amongst these devotees who were talking and walking, he felt like a little glowworm next to the sun. And this was exactly what Mahaprabhu wanted when he showed Vallabhacharya, go to the devotees and look at them. Vallabha brought this morning large quantities of Mahaprasad. When he brought the big baskets of Mahaprasad, he wanted to see what the devotees do next. You know, he really had never seen this Chaitanya Bhaktas in large quantities. And they saw that the devotees immediately sat down and rose. And he saw that the biggest devotees, who had just been praised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, began to distribute the prasadam. He saw Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagat Dananda, Kashishwara, who were so much praised, they went with this basket and distributed the prasadam. It was amazing. Never seen this. When a big person usually is Mr. Big and sits on a big seat. But he saw how they served the Mahaprasadam, Lord Jagannath, as humble servant. Would you like more of this? Would you like more of this? Now the devotees, they, this place, chose. A few years ago we were at the wonderful and we also were experiencing how Mahaprasad was distributed to us. There was two very big men that carried this huge loads of Mahaprasadam, and we had to sit down on the ground, and you cannot sit on any cushion when you eat the Mahaprasad of the Lord. The way Mahaprasad is served, you get a banana leaf, and then you are supposed to sit on the ground. Why? Because you cannot sit higher than the Mahaprasad of the Lord. It's not possible. Not even a cushion. Not even a blanket is allowed. So in this way, the devotees of Mahaprabhu were eating prasadam. And while they were eating prasad, Baba saw this also, they chanted, Hari Hari! All the time. Because they felt ecstasy in their heart. Then, when everything was served, he saw how these great devotees, Swarup Damodar, gave garlands of the around the necks of the devotees and served them spices for better digestion. And then how they smeared the body of each devotee with fresh sandalwood pulp so that they were cooled. Wonderful that they serve each other. There's so much love amongst these devotees. Very good. I wish that my followers would have some of these bhakti in their heart. The next day was the Ratha Yatra, and then Vallabhacharya really saw something. He saw how the devotees made seven groups of kirtan parties, and in each groups there were two madangas, and each group had one lead dancer, not just a lead singer. In a good kirtan group there must be a lead dancer to give the dancing steps and the very nice. And then he saw Lord Chaitanya coming. All of a sudden he thought, that's not possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to dance. But the way Mahaprabhu dances, whenever he used to jump and touch the ground, the earth would shake like a bigger earthquake. Mahaprabhu would start to sing, and sometimes he would fall on the ground, and when he would fall on the ground, it was as if all his bones were breaking because he had so much force in his dancing. Then he would cry, and the whole dust would become muddy, and his beautiful body would be covered with mud and with tears. Vallabha saw also how Maharaj Prataparudra, the king, came, and he wanted to go close where Mahaprabhu was dancing. So he was holding his general Harishchandra, who could fight with 10 elephants at once, at the shoulder. And Harishchandra was walking through the mad crowd who was chanting and dancing and crying, and then they came very near to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but before them there was Srivas Pandit. Srivas Pandit also looked at the dance of the Lord. And Harishchandra wanted to motion him a little aside, because the king, after all, was standing and wanting to look. So he always put his hand on Srivas Pandit's shoulder. Srivas Pandit always felt a hand on his shoulder. And he became so disturbed by this that he looked around, he took his hand and went like, "Pach!" So Harishchandra, who's the general, I mean, these are Kshatriyas, you don't beat a Kshatriya in the face, Harishchandra. And he wanted to just say something heavy to Srivas Pandit. But Prataparudra, the king, Maharaj Prataparudra, said, "You are lucky, Harishchandra. You are touched by the hand, the lotus hand of Srivas Pandit. You are blessed. I wish I would be blessed by a personal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I would be touched by his lotus hand." So Harishchandra couldn't say anything, and couldn't do anything. His king had told him. So Vallabhacharya saw all this. He saw the beauty, and when Mahaprabhu started to dance, he also felt the awakening of love in his heart, the awakening of love of Godhead. I don't know if you have ever felt some little awakening of Krishna consciousness in your heart. It is so beautiful. It is the nicest moments of our lives. And he was very thankful, Vallabha. And he thought in his mind, "Here's Krishna." But the next day, when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, that pride in his heart was also there, and he said, "I'm also a big leader. I mean, I want to be recognized by these devotees as who I am. I'm a little special also. I want to impress them and be part of this wonderful group." This was in Vallabhacharya's mind. Now see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you must know, so he said, "I want to get a chance to explain my commentary of the Srimad Bhagavatam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will know who I am." Now you must know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go daily to the temple of Tota Gopinath to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from one very special devotee. Who is living at Tota Gopinath? Gadadhar Pandit. He was sitting there, and he was usually, when Mahaprabhu would come, he was discussing the Bhagavatam with Mahaprabhu. He would read from the Bhagavatam, and then both of them would stop, and they would cry love of in ecstasy. At the end of Gadadhar Pandit's presence in this world, no one could read his Bhagavatam any longer, because there were so many tears which had washed away the letters of the shlokas. So Gadadhar Pandit would, for instance, read the whole story of Prahlad Maharaj. And when Mahaprabhu had heard him reading and explaining this, he said, "Read it again, please. Tell it again." Mahaprabhu would never get tired of hearing the same two leelas. he especially liked the Leela of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. He, when Gadadhar had finished it, tell it again. He was so eager. Don't stop now. Vallabha came and said one morning to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I would like you to hear my commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu understood, because he is the all-present super soul, that his commentary was useless, and he said, as far as I am concerned, I only know chanting. This is my only knowledge. Yes, said Vallabha, I have written a commentary on the holy names. Listen to my commentary. Mahaprabhu said, as far as the holy names are concerned, I only know two names of God, Shyama Sundara and Yashoda Nandan. Yashoda Nanda Dula. These are the two forms of God which I know. Shyama Sundara, Mahaprabhu did not explain it. I mean, it was no, the Lord who plays the flute and attracts the gopis, and then Yashoda Nandan, the beautiful darling son of Yashoda. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to hear his commentary, Vallabha's commentary, no one in Puri showed any attention to Vallabhacharya, who was a great spiritual leader. Vallabhacharya felt totally ignored. He had gone to Puri, he had expected a royal reception, or at least a garland a day. You know, or some invitations to give discussions or to give presentations, but no one cared for him. He felt totally rejected. Do you sometimes also have the situation you want to impress the devotees of Krishna, and they don't care for you, and then you feel so rejected and so useless? I think we can understand. He felt terrible. It was too much. Intolerable. So he thought, okay, what to do now? I will make friends with this one devotee who always sits in the corner. I will go to Gadadhar Pandit. And he showed Gadadhar Pandit affection in various ways. And one day, he forced Gadadhar Pandit to listen to his commentary. He said, you sit down. I have written a very, very good commentary. Just listen to my commentary, please. Gadadhar Pandit didn't want to offend a brahmana. So he sat down. But he really was in a dilemma. He thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't like this Vallabhacharya, and now he wants me to listen to his commentary. But then he thought, anyways, I'm not the type of person who can be so harsh. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the super soul in the heart. He knows my heart. When I listen to the commentary, I only do it because I'm forced, not because I'm disloyal or something. So, in the meantime, now it will get very heavy. Vallabhacharya thought, I can't do anything to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's attention, but I will do something to his devotees. He went to Advaitacharya and said, Advaitacharya, I have a doubt, a philosophical doubt. Maybe you can clarify it. So he challenged Advaitacharya. You see, according to your philosophy, and I'm also a Vaishnav, I believe that also, everyone in the creation, there's only one male person. That is the Purusha Krishna. And in relationship to him, we are all his energy, and therefore Prakriti, female, yes. Now, no chaste woman agree. Vedacharya, yes, that is true. Now, no chaste woman will ever address her husband in the vocative. Vocative means that directly. Hey, Ojashvi, come. If Mandakini will say like this, it is not cultured Mandakini. According to Vedic custom, please continue to address him as you are accustomed, because we can't import all the rules of the Vedic civilization. But a cultured lady will always be very, very polite to the husband and address him in the dati form, that is, in a more indirect way. But you always chant from morning till evening, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is, it's like saying, Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna. This is very uncultured. Why do you chant Hare Krishna? So Advaita Acharya smiled at Vallabha Acharya and said, he is the expert. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had heard it and he knew Vallabha was getting more and more pride, and he planned his attack on the devotee. He said, well, a chaste woman has to follow her husband. And Krishna himself tells us that we should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, so therefore it is all right. And it is a must. Why do you not chant Hare Krishna, Vallabha Acharya? Again, Vallabha Acharya thought, I'm defeated, I look like a fool. But anyways, I will give it one last chance. He came next morning in the association of the devotees and he said, what commentaries to the Bhagavatam do you hear in this spiritual group? as Bhaktas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what do you read? And he heard Sridhar Swami's commentary. Sridhar Swami is a wonderful devotee, and if you will not believe my words, but we went to his birthplace. Do you remember Madhva Muni and Kishori? How we went and how we wanted neem leaves, and how they brought almost a whole tree of neem leaves, and how we chanted and how they liked to chant with us. It's very nice. We had a wonderful play, pilgrimage to Sridhar Swami's birthday place. So then Vallabha said, okay, I'm going to say it. Okay, Sridhar Swami is a good commentary, but my commentary is better even than Sridhar Swami's commentary. Would you like to hear it? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said something which is so heavy that it will make you faint. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him smilingly, with a sweet smile said, anyone who does not follow the Swami is a prostitute. Swami means also husband. And it was established that everyone is a wife, a female, a Shakti, Vijiva Shakti. So he said to Vallabha Acharya, if one doesn't follow the Swami, the husband, then one is a prostitute. Vallabha Acharya, the leader of millions of pious people, was called a prostitute. Do you know what this did to him? He was totally finished. He went out of the association. He sat under a tree and he started to cry. It was just too much. He had tried everything and he was now called a prostitute. This was too much. Can you imagine, Ojashvi? He was broken. He was broken. So he went, after this he went home and he was very thoughtful. He said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given me so many hints. Hints? Yes, Dabove, Nabovesh, or whatever. And he wants to cut down my pride. He is like Krishna who cut down the pride of Indra. And then next morning, the whole night he cried, and he understood. The Lord is so merciful. He sees that I am so proud, but he has done something. Somehow in my heart he has shown me that I must become humble. And then he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said that verse which you have already heard. An ignorant living being does not recognize his actual prophet. Because of ignorance and material pride, he sometimes considers profit a loss, what is in his best interest, a loss. But when his pride is cut down, he can actually see his true benefit. Please repeat this after me. An ignorant living being does not recognize
His actual profit.
Because of ignorance and material pride, he sometimes considers profit a loss. But when his pride is cut down,
he can actually see
what is his true benefit. He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have seen that I was thinking I am a big man, but you cured my blind eyes by smearing the ointment of mercy on my eyes. As you see, I'm constantly fighting with the glasses because at this moment, because I developed very bad eyes, but I was in Mumbai and asked the Ayurvedic people if they could treat me, and they have helped me very much. I can see now very good. I was slowly becoming almost blind, but I can see now very nice. And do you know what they did? They did a wonderful eye operation, the same operation which sometimes Krishna does to us. You get some rings around your eyes, rings with chapati dough. They really take chapati dough, and then they put oil on your eyes, so that the eyes are like a bottom of a lake in oil, and you have to open your eyes all the time like this, so that the oil gets inside the eyes. And then, after they have done this for 10 days, they put heavy eye drops in your eyes. And they have to force your eyes to remain open. And then you start to cry. Wetness comes out. And all the dirt and all the disease is cried out of your eyes. So that same treatment the Lord sometimes makes. The Lord puts the ointment of Milos on our eyes. Then comes the second part, the Rugi part. After the Milos, we have to cry. What happens to a person, a baby who cannot cry? It will die. What happens to a devotee who cannot come before the Lord with heartfelt feelings and said, "My Lord, I am a fallen soul. Please help me." If a devotee cannot do this and remains an arrogant fool, Hare Krishna. If a devotee cannot do it and remains an arrogant monster, if a devotee cannot do it and remains an arrogant egomaniac, means ego person, he stands no chance in spiritual life. He will die if he cannot cry. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so kind Vallabhacharya finally surrendered, and he said, "You cured my blind eyes by smearing your mercy ointment on this." This is called tapana, and tapana is the Ayurvedic term for this eye treatment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately lovingly said, "You are a devotee and scholar, Vallabha. How could you become so proud? Abandon your offenses now and chant the holy names, and very soon you will attain the shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet." This is instruction for all of us. Let us abandon our offenses and chant the holy names, so that very soon we will attain the shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Vallabhacharya said, "Thank you very, very much. And if you are pleased, please accept me and accept also my invitation to eat at my place." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later, after he had purified Vallabhacharya from the pride of false ego, and thus instructed everyone, accepted the invitation of Vallabha, and he told Vallabhacharya, "Please become the disciple of Gadadhar Pandit." So Vallabha became initiated, great spiritual leader, whose eyes were corrected. I've told you this Leela of Vallabha's correction, because I think at this winter camp something similar will happen to us, but in a very loving and nice way. No one of us will be chastised, but every one of us will hopefully become highly attracted to Lord Krishna. Please take this winter camp very seriously. Have nice association with the devotees. We have such wonderful devotees here, also older devotees have come to bless us, like Daksha Prabhu Ji, and our older devotees have come. And please take the chance to associate properly, to do service. Let us make this winter camp a summer camp for the heart. I will not take any questions today, because it's already, let me see, I think I have a new wrist, a new clock, and then I'm so untechnical that let me see how it works, how late it is. Clock, here it is, 9 o'clock. Oh, I'm very good in the time. I want to request all of you tomorrow. We thought we make a wonderful walk. We have already 2 highly expert pathfinders who will find the best path for us, and before Prashalam we will make a nice walk tomorrow. I thought it was like a family walk, where we walk and we can talk and so on, and then we come back for prasadam at 2:30. It will be later than the normal time, and then you will be very hungry, like bears, and can take prasadam. And tomorrow evening, I wanted you to walk tomorrow, because tomorrow evening we will have the one of the best items of our winter camp. We have a very, very interesting japa workshop. You will actually experience something which most of us have never experienced, a realization of what it means when the mind is totally concentrated. We have some very powerful concentration exercises from our thing. It will be really yoga and meditation tomorrow, and you will see what the benefit this, some techniques, so that you can really feel. Many devotees, I did this workshop in Russia with 2,000 devotees, you know, it was so many, and many came to me that we never chanted before. This was the first time we chanted. It's a very interesting japa workshop. which we will do in the evening tomorrow. Now we will have our announcer, and then I will distribute some special prasadam for you.